This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Michael Crowell. Alabama will receive $2.3 billion over 18 years through a settlement with BP over the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. What does that mean for the state's general fund? Here to discuss this is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So $1 billion of the BP settlement is to cover economic losses, and that money will go into the state's general fund. But Governor Bentley made it clear that there will still be a special session, and he still wants to fix the general fund.
Right. I mean, we have this infusion of cash, and people have been talking about this even before it got here, because what has happened to the general fund for the last many years is that there's always been this hole. But you know, we keep pulling rabbits out of the hat, but we're out of rabbits and we don't even have a hat anymore. So, you know, initially it was stimulus money from the federal government during the Great Recession. Then it was money that we borrowed from our trust funds, our rainy day accounts. That's money that has to be paid back. But now we have this $250 million hole. And if you look at this $1 billion, you break it out. We don't know yet when this billion, the first installment, gets here, but we do know it's going to be over 18 years. We're assuming, well, the governor said this is a safe assumption, that they're going to be even installments. So it's $55.5555555 billion a year. $1 million a year. Be wonderful. It was billions. That covers 20% of that hole. So there's still a little bit more in there to fill.
But you write that the deficit in the state's general fund sort of has this range between like $205 million and $750 million. Why don't we know a little more specifically what that number is?
Well, it really just comes down to, you know, what do the revenues look like? What do the needs look like? You know, Alabama gets about $28 billion of money each year to spend. Now, a lot of that, most of that, comes from the federal government for things like road projects and such. And a lot of that money is earmarked. When you set all that aside, you set aside the money that has, you know, matching money that goes towards that. That's $17 billion that the state can't touch. There's, you know, that leaves you with $11 billion. Well, the state itself earmarks about $9.3 billion of that, much of it going into the education trust fund budget. So when we get to the general fund, we're down to $1.7 billion. And typically we have about $2 billion worth of needs. So somewhere in there you get to this $250 million number. But the trouble here is that we have, like I said a second ago, that rainy day money that we have to pay back. And, you know, that's a promise that this Republican majority has made. We'll see if it's one that they're going to stick to.
Well, I want to get to earmarks in just a little bit, but talk about the optics here. I mean, the state is overall getting $2.3 billion, and Governor Bentley is asking for an increase in taxes. How difficult of a sell do you think this will be during the upcoming special session?
Well, it's going to be a difficult sell regardless. People don't like taxes. And regardless of what people think about their elected officials don't like raising taxes. But this is probably inevitable for some of these lawmakers, for the state. It's just a question of which kinds of taxes are going to get raised. You know, we're hearing about cigarette taxes. We're hearing about what's called a container tax, which is really a tax on soft drinks. We're hearing about taxes on lubricant for motor oil, that kind of thing. Lots of the sort of nickel and dime taxes that you don't have to write a big check for during the year, but hit you when you're not really paying attention.
So earmarks are just basically a tax set aside for a specific funding of one specific item.
Right. They're dedicated for a specific purpose. And what happens frequently is when, you know, we do have to put taxes on the ballot to make them more palatable, we say, you know, okay, this is going to go for education. And we, you know, voters like that then, but what it does is it really constrains lawmakers, ties their hands, and makes it almost impossible for them to do their jobs at times.
Would you say all earmarking is bad?
No, I mean, although people hate the term earmarks, if you look at polling that's done that asks people, do you think we should have earmarks? People say, no, of course not. But then if you ask them, do you think that lawmakers should have discretion to spend how to spend this money? They say, no, they don't want that either.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM.